You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the Sports Junkies, 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. Toby Altizer sitting in for the guys today on Labor Day. It's crazy to think about. The calendar has now turned to September. Today, September 1st, means football's here. Opening week of the NFL season. Thursday, we'll have the season opener. Cowboys on the road taking on the defending champs and the Philadelphia Eagles. Commanders will get their season underway on Sunday against the New York Giants. Had the opportunity late last week to catch up with Commanders rookie wide receiver Jalen Lane. Here's my conversation with the rookie. Jalen, how's your first NFL training camp been and getting set up for your rookie season?
Man, it's been amazing. It's a blessing to be here. Got a lot of great people and just like to compete, like to work, and it's a good situation to be in.
What's the biggest difference between an NFL training camp and a college training camp?
I don't know. I'd say one big difference I've seen is a lot more focus on the mental side than the physical side. You know, in college, it's a lot of live fears, a lot of hitting. But, you know, here, you know, you kind of try to take care of your teammates, stuff like that, obviously. But, you know, you got to take the walkthroughs and even during practices when they're not live and stuff like that, you got to just put your mindset in that game kind of mindset so you, when you get out there on Sundays, you're prepared.
How cool is it stepping into your rookie season and you're catching passes from one of the young faces of the league in Jaden Daniels?
Man, it's so exciting. You know, when I got the call on draft day, you know, it's tears of happiness, but, you know, it's mostly just joy and, you know, I'm just excited to be here. It's really cool. Just being part of this team.
What's impressed you most about working with Jaden?
I just say his work ethic. You know, from the jump, he's always first one here, last one to leave. He's a real good leader, things like that. And it's got great guys like Bobby Wagner right here.
So your interview.
Got great guys like Bobby Wagner on the team as well. Yeah, it is recording.
Well, then lock in.
What's that?
What are some expectations that you set for yourself going into your rookie season, and what are some things that you want to improve on?
Yeah, you know, my goal is just to dominate my role. You know, whatever that is, at receiver, punt returner, any type of special team, you know, I just want to be the best I can and, you know, just help the team win in any way I can.
You mentioned returning here at 106.7, work with Brian Mitchell, and I've heard that you've been in contact with him about just learning some different nuggets about one of the greatest returners to ever play in the NFL. What are some things that you've learned from him, and, you know, what are some of the guys around the team as well that you're picking their brain trying to mentor you?
Yeah, B. Mitch, man, he's been in contact with him really from the jump. It's been really cool just to get insight from him, but, you know, he's just, you know, just preaching confidence, and, you know, he said he watched my film and things like that, and he can see how confident I am, and you know, he just wants to reiterate just to continue to bring that on Sundays in the league.
when you think about your role as a receiver, what are some things that maybe you didn't have the opportunity to do at Tech that you're excited about in the pros? Because Cliff had mentioned in a press conference earlier that some of the stuff that has shown up from you in practice, some of the stuff that has shown up from you on the in preseason games that maybe he didn't quite see as much on the film at Virginia Tech. What are some of those things that you feel like were on tap that now you can tap into in the pros?
Yeah, man, I just want to showcase my speed in any way I can. You know, I feel like I've had a lot of opportunities to do that in training camp. And, you know, they've been able to see the burst I have. And also, just I feel like I have a pretty deep route tree as well. And I've been able to explore and, you know, prove what I can do. So I'm just excited for the opportunities I have and what's to come forth.
Talking with Commanders wide receiver, former Hokie, Jalen Lane. What's the biggest adjustment that you've had to make going from college to the pros now?
That's a good question. I'd say kind of like what I talked about with the camp, just like the mental side. You know, you're not going to get 1,000 full-speed reps. You know, sometimes it might just be a walkthrough or just meetings, and you have to be able to just put yourself in that mindset during the walkthrough to be able to execute at full speed. So I think just adjusting to that. But, you know, I feel like we've got a great coaching staff, great vets here who have helped me with that transition.
What was it like going through the draft process? Because I know for a lot of rookies, it can be just so much going on from finishing up the college season to then getting ready for the combine and all that stuff to now it's kind of starting to slow down and get set for week one. What's it been like going through that whole process and now getting geared up for your rookie debut coming up on September 7th?
Yeah, honestly, it really feels like it was a blur from January to April, you know, when I got the call on draft day. So it was just, you know, I really just leaned on my family and my wife now, just to, you know, just keep me grounded and knowing, like, you know, it's gonna be hard, it's supposed to be hard, and but once we get through this, you know, it's gonna be light at the end of the tunnel, and just kind of kept me focused like that.
Talking with Commanders wide receiver Jalen Lane out of Virginia Tech. Want to get to the Hokies days. You started your career at Middle Tennessee State, transferred to the Hokies. What made you end up in Blacksburg?
Ah, man, you know, I was seeking just, you know, better opportunities to get where I am now when I first entered the portal. And as soon as I stepped foot on campus, you know, I felt the love from the coaching staff, Coach Pride, Coach Mines. You know, they you know, really showed me that they wanted me. And then, you know, obviously you just look at the atmosphere, got the best atmosphere in college football, in my opinion. And so, you know, who wouldn't want to play in Blacksburg? So it was a pretty easy decision once I stepped foot on campus.
Yeah, you mentioned that atmosphere. From someone who's been a Hokie fan growing up and now working with the Hokies, and I think plenty of Hokies fans all around the Virginia and all around, what is it like when you're walking over to Lane Stadium with Enter Sandman blaring and you're about to come out of the tunnel?
Man, it's an indescribable feeling. You know, I still have vivid memories of either night game, day game, whatever, is walking from the locker room, you know, on the little path going towards the tunnel, and, you know, just seeing the fans and you see them start jumping. Like, I got chills literally every time. And that's one thing I'm definitely going to miss watching the games this year. But it's really cool that I got to experience that.
What were some of your favorite memories from being a Hokie?
Yeah, obviously, I think the Enter Sandman, probably my first one when we played ODU in 23, the home game, to open it up, that first one. And then other than that, man, you know, it's a lot of good memories on the field. Honestly, it's harder to remember the plays than it is just the times I got to spend with my teammates, who are now I call my brothers, so it's pretty cool.
Do you have a favorite play from your time at Tech? Just to briefly remind you, the Marshall punt return was one of my favorites from last year.
Word.
My first experience at Lane Stadium was final game of the year last year. You caught the long touchdown from Pop Watson. What are some of your favorite plays?
I think the punt return is for sure up there, but honestly, it might be when we played Pittsburgh in 23. It's a whiteout game. I ran like a snag route, 53-yard touchdown. I just remember that play felt like slow motion, like the whole time. fans were going crazy. So that was pretty cool.
Talking with Jalen Lane, Commanders wide receiver, coming out of Virginia Tech. What was it like to play for Coach Pry? Give us a little bit of insight into playing for Coach Pry.
Yeah, Coach Pry, he's a real down-to-earth, you know, just really good coach, really good person. And, you know, he's going to expect and he wants the best out of you on and off the field. And, you know, Coach Pry, yeah, he'll shoot you straight, too. You know, he's a big fan of hard conversations and things like that. And I feel like you need that to build a brotherhood. You know, it's not going to be, you know, all good combos, everybody feeling good all the time. Sometimes you got to, you know, shoot the real. So, you know, you can get better from that. So I feel like, yeah, it was cool to play under him.
Well, Jalen, appreciate the time. Best of luck in your rookie season. And I think a lot of people that are up here in the DMV that are Hokies fans are thrilled that you're a part of the team.
Nah, man, appreciate you.
That was my conversation with Commanders rookie wide receiver Jalen Lane. Caught up with him last week. Appreciate Jalen making time in Commanders PR for setting that up. That I think you can hear. He's an impressive young man. He's an impressive individual. And I think the skill set there is something that they're going to utilize a lot. I mean, the thing that immediately stood out to me from watching him from last year and getting into now his rookie season, you know, being kind of ingrained, watching every Hokies game last year, being involved. He's such a good guy, but he's so dynamic with the ball in his hands. And something that kind of got missed, I guess, at Virginia Tech is the way to say it, is kind of that downfield route running ability. That's part of why I wanted to ask him about that is, you know, he felt like he had a complete route tree, but he didn't really get to show that at Virginia Tech. He didn't really get to feature that just mainly because, you know, they for whatever reason, with the offense or maybe the offensive line or the quarterback play, whatever it may be. But I think at the NFL level, you're going to be able to unlock him because he's got real speed. He's got 4.3 speed. You watch any Hokie game last season, and you knew that at least once a game, Jalen Lane was getting the ball on an end around. And somehow, even though you knew that it was going to happen, and you knew that the opposing defense had to know, he was still able to get outside and usually create yards every single time they'd run an end around to him. And that kind of showed me that you've got that elite speed where even though they know what's coming, you're coming in motion, they kind of got an idea that you're probably getting the ball. He's still able to get outside and around them, but he didn't get to run the deep down the field routes. And, you know, the one exception was in the final week of the regular season last year against UVA at Lane Stadium. He ran a go ball. Pop Watson found him for 60-some yards. But he's got that sort of speed so that Terry has been kind of their vertical threat basically in his entire time here. He's been kind of their downfield option. They didn't have another guy. That was really something that I wanted this offseason. There are really two things that I wanted for this offense. I wanted a downfield field stretcher, someone that could get down the field elite speed. Think of what Jamison Williams can give to that Lions offense. I wanted something like that. I don't think Jalen Lane is necessarily that player, but he has the speed that they can at least use him in some ways down the field. And so I'm intrigued to see what he can do in his rookie season. I thought it was cool, too, hearing how he talked about B-Mitch and working with him, obviously, here at our station. B-Mitch, one of our family here at 106.7, really, really cool to have him working with Jalen Lane, kind of just working through ways that he can improve as a returner and talking to him. It's really cool, and I think it kind of shows what they've done the last couple of years in terms of the guys that they have brought in. I think it's intentional, specifically through the draft, right? When they talk about the commander tag and these things, you can definitely see it in the guys that they have brought in. Think about just the high character of a Jaden Daniels, of a Mikey Sanris still coming into this year, of a Josh Connerly, a Trey Amos, and obviously a Jalen Lane as well. You can just see it. Like, there's just a difference. They want to get better at football. They want to get better at their craft, and they're willing to work with everyone around them. They're coachable. They're high-character guys with obviously a lot of skills. So I think that was a really, really cool conversation to have with Jalen Lane, so I appreciate him hopping on with us. Want to get into this, though. What is the biggest question about the Commanders still going into the season? What is the biggest question? I got a couple that we'll get into. So I want to start with this one, because you look on the defensive side of the ball, and we talked about this a little bit earlier. Is the defensive line actually better? Is the D-line actually better? Because, you know, you go out and sign Javon Kinlaw, you lost Dante Fowler, but you kind of replace him with Von Miller. You bring in Dietrich Wise. You've improved in some aspects in terms of the guys that you've brought in, but is it actually going to play better? Because if I had, like I said, the biggest question for me, it'd still be that unit. I'm pretty confident that the secondary is actually going to be, I don't want to say pretty good, because that would be, you know, maybe a bit of a stretch, but I think they're going to be above average. I don't know that they're going to be necessarily, you know, top 12 in the league, top 10. But I think that they're going to be an above average group. So I'm pretty confident in that. Linebackers behind them, that's another question I have, is what does the linebacker depth look like if one of Frankie Louvu or Bobby Wagner were to go down? We'll get into that in just a second. But at least at the top end there, pretty confident in the linebackers. I don't even know what to expect out of the defensive line. Like we talked about earlier with Javon Kinlaw and Daron Payne. Okay, I've seen it with Payne. I've seen him be able to be a game wrecker. I've seen him be able to be an absolute menace in the middle, similar to some of the best defensive tackles in football. I've seen him be able to do that. Are you going to be able to get that out of him again? Kinlaw, he has the potential to do it. I've never seen it at the NFL level on a consistent basis, specifically, you know, especially for an entire season. But you've seen flashes at times of a guy that can be a menace in the backfield. And if you just see this guy in person, you don't understand how anybody blocks him. He's one of the biggest dudes I've seen ever. I mean, it's an impressive individual, impressive body for what he's able to do. But is he going to be able to be a real difference maker? And do you get solid play from the edges? I don't know. I think that they've built a high floor, high-ish floor defensive line, but I don't know that, and in terms of a high floor, I'm not even saying that they're going to suddenly be one of the better run defense units, because that was another struggle last year. Are you going to be able to stop the run? And you bring in even an Eddie Goldman, someone like that, who's just a bigger body. You know, when they looked at improving their defensive line, they just brought in a lot of size. I don't know that they necessarily got as much skill as they did size. So my biggest question going into this year is that defensive line. Number one, are they going to be able to stop the run? Because that's massive to me, especially when you're looking at who do you have to beat. You have to beat Philadelphia. And what's Philly going to do? They're going to turn around and hand it to number 26 a lot of times. That's their best way to win. So you're going to have to be able to stop that. And Washington last year didn't show that they could, aside from when Jalen Hurts went down and Kenny Pickett stepped into the game. That's the only time. NFC Championship, nope. Early in that game, the second time they met up that Washington ultimately won, nope. First matchup, nope. You've got to find a way to stop the run. I don't know that I believe that this unit's going to be able to do that. Maybe they're better than last year, but frankly, last year was horrendous. So, okay, maybe you can be below average, which would be an upgrade from last year, but that's still not good enough. And then you look at the pass rush unit. I don't know that they have great pass rushers either. I just don't believe in the defensive line that they have to be able to get after the passer. I just don't. And so I hope I'm wrong, and maybe they're able to manufacture a pass rush. Maybe they're able to come up with ways. But that's the biggest question I have. Is this D-line that they've brought in some different guys? Because remember, going into the draft, we're talking about, are they going to draft Mike Green out of Marshall and some of the off-the-field stuff, but they needed an edge rusher? Are they going to get take your pick of edge rusher that was going to potentially be available at the end of the first round? And they ultimately went offensive line, which I think makes sense after the fact, looking at kind of where they're at right now. But it's not like they went out and got a premier defensive lineman to do either of the things, stop the run or rush the passer. They spent on Javon Kinlaw, but otherwise they kind of went shopping in the bargain bin and second tier, third tier type guys that they could bring in that could help out, but aren't going to be big time impact guys. So I don't necessarily believe that that defensive line is going to be a great unit. Not to say that it's going to be bad, because if the secondary's good and you've got good linebackers in terms of Bobby and Louvu and you can be creative defensively, Not to say that they're not going to be able to create some things, but on its own, I don't know that this defensive line is going to be great. I think they're going to rely a lot on the scheme and being able to make things work versus being able to win individual matchups. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll continue with this. What is the biggest question for the Commanders going into the season opener coming up on Sunday? I'll give you some more of the questions that I've got going into Sunday's matchup against the Giants. You're listening to the Sports Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
So Sports Junkies, 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. Toby Altizer sitting in for the guys today on Labor Day. Final half hour. Continuing to talk about the Washington Commanders. Biggest question about the team headed into the year. Getting underway on Sunday. Hard to believe we're finally here, but it feels good. Finally, a game week for the Washington Commanders, getting set for a kickoff on Sunday, season opener on Thursday, Cowboys and Eagles. So football is finally back. What is the biggest question, though, you have for the Washington Commanders or about the Washington Commanders? My top one was, is the D-line actually better? We'll see come Sunday because you've got a big test with the Giants. They've got a great front four. They're going to be able to rotate pass rushers through. Abdul Carter, going to be interesting to see what he's able to do right out of the chute as a rookie. Kayvon Thibodeau always gives this team fits. Dexter Lawrence, one of the best defensive tackles in football. And Brian Burns, they've just got so much up front. Are they going to be able to protect Jaden Daniels? That'll be interesting to see with the O-line. For the Commanders' D-line, they're going to have to be able to get after Russell Wilson. Remember last year with Russell Wilson, they should have won that game against Pittsburgh. You can't allow a guy to get past you after you have 10 yards of cushion. But we'll see if he's still got some left in the tank. He struggled really down the stretch of that season. So can the D-line get after him? But that's the big question for me. The biggest question is the D-line actually better? Some other questions I have, was the secondary's good camp just fool's gold? And the secondary looked really, really good in training camp for the Commanders. Is that because Terry McLaurin wasn't practicing, or is that because the secondary is actually good? Again, we'll get that answered in week one. Malik Nabers going to be on the other side. Are you going to be able to slow him down, or is this going to be a bit of a struggle because the secondary still isn't up to snuff? So that'll be something to watch as well. Who steps up as linebacker depth? You know, once you get behind Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu, is it Jordan McGee? Is it Kaho who made the roster as an undrafted guy? Is it Kane Medrano, a late-round draft pick? Is it one of these guys that can step up and play a role for this defense if they need to? Or is that still going to be a problem? So that's going to be something interesting. Shifting over to the offensive side, this is something that I'm really intrigued to see. And we're not going to necessarily get this answered right away, but I think as the season goes on, I think we'll notice the difference. How much does having better offensive tackles open up the offense? Now that you have Laremy Tunsil, now that you have Josh Connerly at your bookends at tackle, how much does that change what you're able to do if you're Cliff Kingsbury? Where now instead of having to have a guy in to chip, now you can have that guy out in the route, or at least instead of chipping on both sides, maybe you're only helping out the right tackle, and you're able to get guys out in the route a little bit quicker. And two, it allows you to run some longer developing, deeper routes. You can get down the football field. You can throw some stuff down the field. And that was something that was interesting going up to the draft. I remember the discussion going in was, okay, many people thought they were going to take an edge rusher in the first round. They didn't do that. The other thing that people were talking about was, could they go weapon, whether it was wide receiver, whether it was running back, could they end up getting some sort of weapon to help out their offense? And they opted not to do that. They opted to go with the offensive tackle. And I think they wanted, you know, a lot of fans wanted to have this high-flying offense with great weapons, and imagine if they drafted a Trevion Henderson or various things, and an offense that would have been really, really fun to watch, and in some ways you could almost describe it as like a sexy offense, right? But my point then when they drafted Josh Connerly, doing the live draft show with Linnell, was, look, the way that you're going to have a sexy offense now by drafting offensive tackle is by giving Jaden Daniels time. To be honest with you, you need the number one receiver. We know that. I've argued for that with Terry McLaurin. But if you can give Jaden Daniels time, you can have just about anybody, frankly. If you can give Jaden Daniels time to sit back in the pocket and process, give him time to understand what's going on, go through his reads, find guys down the field, that's your sexy offense right there. Turning it into long gains instead of having to dump it off underneath. Being able to push the ball down the field. I think that last year, this offense was very close to the line of scrimmage in the way that it worked. It was an efficient more than an explosive offense is the way that I've described it, where, you know, there were going to be 13, 14 play drives, and they were consistent in the way that they were able to pick up short yardage, third and fourth downs, and they were able to continue to sustain drives. And that was good. That was nice to see, but there needs to be a little more explosiveness, because everyone's talking about this sophomore slump and regression and this and that, and immediately what a lot of people point to is their fourth down percentage. And some of that is, okay, maybe it comes back a little bit, but also you've got a superhero at quarterback in Jaden Daniels who can overcome a lot of things. He can make your wrong play call into the right play call by putting on his cape and escaping and doing whatever he needs to do. So some of that stuff, okay, whatever, maybe there is a little bit of regression. But if you can add some explosiveness to the offense, some deep down the field passes where it's not Hail Marys, obviously, but you're able to get the ball down the field and push it down the field, whether that's Lane, who can be someone who opens up some downfield options, or whether it's McLaurin, or whether Debo runs some slot fades. Remember, the first play of training camp, first play of 11-on-11 in training camp was a slot fade to Debo Samuel for a touchdown with, I think it was Tyler Owens in coverage. Really, really good job by Debo to get open, and Jaden threw a perfect ball. That's Jaden's specialty. That was one of the things that we were talking about coming out of college when they drafted him was, oh, but his deep ball touch is perfect. It's so, so good. And I don't think we ever really got to see a whole lot of that. You saw glimpses of it. My favorite throw of last year, I think, thinking back, a lot of people are going to think the one in Cincinnati. I think that's up there. But I think my favorite throw was in that divisional game against Detroit when he just throws it up and De'Ami Brown essentially has the defender close his eyes for him, and it was thrown so well, it caught him for him. Right? It was right in the breadbasket. De'Ami Brown could have closed his eyes because he was already blocked out, and he still caught the football. That was such a beautiful ball, but we didn't get to see a whole lot of that. We saw a little bit of it, but a glimpse, a little appetizer, but I think that you can start majoring a little more in that when you've got Jaden Daniels, a good protection up front, and now they're able to go down the field a little bit more with some of those designs. So maybe you see a little more of an explosive offense combined with the fact that they were really, really efficient last season. Will the improved offensive line lead to an effective run game? I think it will, and I think this is a massive thing because last year, the thing that opened my eyes to Jaden Daniels was I saw the ability all throughout the season. And I think we all went through stages last year where I was like, oh, okay, he's really, really good. Oh, okay, he's really, really, really good. Like, he might be a dude. And then all of a sudden, oh, he is that dude. So to me, watching Cincinnati was like, oh, he's really, really good. You're like, okay, now I got to see it, you know, week after week and keep building. The thing that kind of opened my eyes was the second Philadelphia game where they ended up winning. It was like, oh, when there's nothing else going on, you can throw everything on five shoulders and he can get it done. He's that kind of guy.
Pulling rabbits out of hats, what we call it. You know, yeah. He can pull rabbits out of hats.
Yeah.
Not a lot of guys can do that.
When there's nothing else working, I can just say, give it to five. It was one of the first times, because I'm more old school, it was one of the first times I was watching a football game for this team, and I'm like, every time Cliff Kingsbury would call a run, I'm like, what are you doing? Stop running the ball. It was one of the first times I'd ever thought that. And that's great to be able to have that trust in your quarterback. I don't want that to be what you're banking on week one through week 18. I want to be able to run the football. I want to be able to turn around, hand it off to whoever is going to be the back there, whether it's Eckler, whether it's Bill, whether it's Chris Rodriguez, Jeremy McNichols, I don't care. You need to be able to turn around, hand the football off, and run the football, because part of the reason you were so successful at the end of last year was Jaden was able to basically make the run game for you. Jaden was your run game. I don't want to live on that. And people say, oh, well, he can do it. I know he can. I just don't want to make a living doing it, right? I know he can. And it's the same thing. Oh, well, you don't need a number one receiver because you got Jaden. Oh, I know. I know he can get it done without him. But it doesn't mean that I have to live that way. It doesn't mean I have to do all these things, right? So I think if they can have a run game that is effective this year, it opens up so much more of the offense. And I think that their effectiveness in the run game is going to be helped by the offensive line. You think about the tackles, like we mentioned, that improves primarily in your passing. But I think having Coleman kicked into left guard, I think he's going to be a plus at left guard. Biotis is a good center. And when Cosme comes back, suddenly you've got a pretty good interior O-line to go along with tackles that you trust. And now you've got an offensive line that's probably the best in maybe a decade or more, right? Like, this is one of the best offensive lines you've seen here and quite some times where I think that they can be an absolute weapon. So I think if you can get a run game where you've got the offensive line doing their work, I think there's going to be a lot of misdirection with Debo Samuel and Jalen Lane used as motion guys and bubbles, and they're going to already be creative with a lot of RPOs and read options and all sorts of those sorts of things. But I think having Debo and an improved offensive line and a creative offensive play caller in Cliff Kingsbury, I think that they're going to be able to find a run game this year, and that's just going to help so much because you've got Superman, but I don't want him to always have to be Superman. Sometimes I just want him to be able to take a couple plays off and turn around and hand the ball off, and I think that they're going to be able to do that this year. The other thing, too, about the offense is it's kind of twofold. Can the Commanders' wide receivers stay healthy? And if there is an injury, who's going to step up? Debo Samuel is an injury risk. He's a good player. He looked really, really good in training camp, but he hasn't been able to play full seasons. And even last year, you know, some of it's difficult. I think he was dealing with like pneumonia and stuff like that. So maybe not as much of a football-related injury. That's kind of tough to come back from. And he was never really himself last year. But regardless, he struggled with injuries throughout his career. And Noah Brown, another one of their five receivers they kept on their initial 53, struggles with injuries. He's missed most of camp. If those guys stay healthy, I'm pretty confident in what they're going to be able to do when you've got Terry as the number one. You've got Debo as kind of the de facto number two, but in turn, he's kind of like a gadget guy used all over the formation, a little bit of everything. Noah Brown, maybe the true number two outside receiver. But if either one of those guys go down, I actually think they have a replacement in the building for Debo Samuel. It's a guy we just talked to, Jalen Lane. I think that when you look at the way that Jalen Lane plays football, I think it is Debo-esque. It's just different types of the same style of game. Debo is the, I'm going to run through you, and he can be a little bit elusive, but he's going to break tackles and he's going to run you over, versus Jalen Lane can do the same sort of thing, but it's going to be, I'm going to make four guys miss, right? Like, it's a little bit different. He's not as big as Debo Samuel, but their skill sets are very, very similar. So,
yeah, that kick returner mentality,
exactly,
though.
Exactly. So I think if Debo were to go down, I think they could have Jalen Lane almost step seamlessly into that role. But what would happen if Noah Brown were to go down and you don't have another true number two outside? Because, you know, Jalen Lane's still working on being an outside receiver. Luke McCaffrey, I don't think they trust to be out there right now in that sense. The interesting thing to monitor is today Kendrick Bourne is visiting with the Niners. Tomorrow he's slated to visit with the Commanders. He was released from the Patriots last week. He used to play for the Niners, played with the Patriots. I think Kendrick Bourne would be a great signing here because that would be your answer. If Noah Brown were to go down, Kendrick Bourne can step in. And frankly, too, I think in terms of being an actual wide receiver and running routes and getting open and catching the football, I think Bourne's a better receiver than Noah Brown. Noah Brown's a better blocker, though, which might fit more with what they're trying to do with their number two outside receiver with this offense, where you're going to get the ball underneath to Debo, you're going to get the ball underneath to Jalen Lane, or you're going to run the ball outside with Kroski Merritt or whatnot. So I think they want to use Noah Brown, but if they could bring in Kendrick Bourne, I'd feel a lot better about this. But those would be my questions on the offensive side of the ball. You know, how does the offensive tackle position being better help the offense open up, and can they get a run game going? And then who steps up if there is an injury, and can the two guys, specifically Noah Brown and Debo Samuel, stay healthy for this season? Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up making some predictions for the upcoming Commanders season. You're listening to Sports Junkies on 106.7 The Fan of the Team 980.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's the Sports Junkies, 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. Toby Altizer in for the guys today. They'll be back tomorrow. Wrapping up the show today, I want to go through some predictions for the season for the Commanders as it's game week. I want to go with record for the team, Jaden's stat line, leading rusher, leading receiver, and leading sacker for the team. We'll start with the record. We could have gone win-loss for the entire season. I didn't necessarily want to go through that. There were a couple of toss-up games. There's a couple that I feel like they definitely need to win. There's some where they're evenly matched and some tough ones that they'll probably ultimately end up losing. I ended up having them, I've been saying all offseason that probably around 10 wins. I ended up getting to 11. I think that they're going to surprise in some games and, well, I don't even know the surprise. I think that they're going to come out with a consistent level of play. And in some games against some really, really good opponents, they're just going to play well enough that they're going to beat some of these other teams that maybe don't bring their A game that day. I think they end up 11-6. Where do you think they end up, Chris?
So you might say that I'm a bit of a homer.
17-0?
I'll go with that. No, not quite. Would love to see the 20-0, but I'm going to say 12-5.
Repeating last year's record.
Everybody thinks there's going to be this, I know it's a tougher schedule. I know a lot of people are predicting a sophomore slump kind of thing from Jaden Daniels, and various other things. But I think we're actually going to see him grow by leaps and bounds this season. And as long as he stays healthy, I don't think they're really going to have a worse record. I don't know. I mean, again, maybe 11, maybe, but you know what? I don't want to do the same numbers. We're going 12.
Okay, I like it. I like it. I'm 11-6. You're 12-5. I've been saying 10 all offseason. Wouldn't surprise me to be around there, but I think that's kind of where it is, and I think they'll ultimately find their way back into the playoffs. So what do you think Jaden's stat line is going to be? So just give you a baseline. Last year went for just under 3,600 passing yards, 3,568. 25 touchdowns, 9 picks, just under 900 rushing yards and 6 rushing touchdowns. So, for me, I think he improves on that passing total, going from about 3,600. I got him at 3,800 yards, 30 passing touchdowns, brings down the interceptions by 1. I think his rush yards go down, though, by about 150. 750 rushing yards, but a couple more rushing touchdowns at 8. Where do you think you've got him? Maybe you don't have to go the raw numbers if you don't want, but...
Yeah, I don't have them all in front of me, so I'm just whatever. But, I could see him doing around 4,000 passing. That seems about right. The thing that I am unsure about is the Terry factor, at least the first few weeks. How's that going to impact touchdowns and stuff? That said, if Terry comes out at least decent, which I think he will, He's not injured, at least, you know. I think he's still going to have a lot of passing. What did he have, 25 last year, I think?
Mm-hmm. Passing touchdowns?
Yeah, so I can see him, you know, 25 to 30 in that range again. As far as the rushing, I don't know that it's going to go down. I could see him using his legs to get out of a lot again this year. They were designing runs for him last year. I don't see them stopping that. I think Kliff is going to have a very interesting offense this season. We've got these multi-talented players, not just Jaden, of course, who can run and throw, but now you're looking at having Bill in the backfield, Debo, who can do all kind of stuff, mm-hmm. Lane. You know, there's a lot of people that are going to have a lot of choices in what he can do on any given play. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see how he draws that up. And I find that really hard to predict right now.
Yeah, 100%. So. Leading rusher. So this one was interesting for me because immediately everybody's like, oh, Kroski Merritt.
Two weeks ago, you would have said something else.
You're going to go for like 1,200 yards. It's like, all right, let's chill out a little bit. I actually think that they're going to go almost full running back by committee, and then maybe as the year fleshes out, I just don't know who to predict as the ultimate guy on that. But I think all throughout the season, it's kind of can be matchup dependent. Honestly, like 1 week they want to use more of Kroski Merritt, 1 week they want to use more of Chris Rodriguez. Yeah. You know, I think they're all going to be involved in almost every game, but I have their actual leading rusher is going to be Jaden. Again, last year he was their leading rusher. Yeah. This year I said he was about 750 yards. I have their leading running back probably being Kroski Merritt with about 650. I think that, you know, rotating through, you got 180-plus carries to replace from Brian Robinson. I think the way that they're going to do it is you're going to get maybe 120 and 80 from, or 120 from Bill, 80 from Chris Rodriguez. I think they want to run the ball a little bit more, but I think they're going to space it out a little bit. So I'll go with Kroski Merritt. I don't think he's going to go as crazy as people think. So I got about 650 yards on the year.
I do think it's going to be the committee. I could see Jaden leading the team in rushing again just because of that committee. It's not like we have just like one dedicated. That said, I think of the committee, if we're looking at them, I wouldn't be surprised if Rodriguez, C-Rod, yeah. becomes the I think Bill has a lot of potential and stuff. I see him as being very specific as when they'll want to use him. Whereas I see just the every random down.
He's the bruiser.
Yeah,
Rodriguez.
Exactly.
I
see that as being C-Rod. So I think he's going to get the most carries. And I think, hopefully, the most yardage because of that, you know, with his improved line. So.
All right, real quick. Leading receiver, I think we both would have Terry on this, correct?
Yeah, I think you have to be silly not to.
What do you think he goes for yardage-wise? Last year was a really, really good year. Career year in touchdowns with 13, not a career year with yards, 1,096. I actually think maybe it's a little bit bold. I believe that he was working out behind the scenes and he was ready to roll. I think that they're going to hit the ground running and play well enough. Maybe not full stride right away, but I think they're going to play well enough. How about for the first time in Terry's career, he goes over 1,200 yards?
Wow. All right. I mean, it could happen.
I mean, if he's a true number one and you've got other weapons around him now, you've got help on this offense, and you've got the best quarterback he's ever played with, 1,200 yards.
Yeah, and part of it, too, they have a real tough schedule this year. They're going to be in throwing situations some. You know, it's not like they just have a cakewalk and you're just going to be running it to kill the clock every game, you know. So, I could see that, 1,200, 1,300, somewhere in there, yeah.
Lastly, who leads the team in sacks? I got Frankie Louvu. He finished with 8 sacks last year. I think he gets 8 sacks again this year. I think that's a leader. I think it kind of speaks to what I was talking about, where I don't necessarily believe they have a big-time pass rusher. I think it's going to be a combination.
I would love to see it be Johnny Newton. I don't know that that will be the case, but I would love to see that.
Yeah, I would absolutely love that. All right, there you go. There's our season predictions for the season. Both of us have them winning over 10 games and making the playoffs. So excited for the season to get underway on Sunday. It's finally game week for the Washington Commanders. That's going to do it for the Sports Junkies this morning. They'll be back tomorrow. Coming up next, a living legend, Doc Walker. Keep it tuned right here to the Fan and the Team 980.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.